This is Nick Scherfield at the Methodist Training Center, and Texans OTAs continued on Wednesday. And the big questions, of course, for Gary Kubiak, the status of running back Arian Foster, who injured his calf on Tuesday.
I mean, he's going to be fine, but don't expect me to bring him back out here. We got 2 weeks left, so we'll just go to work on getting him healthy, getting him ready for training camp. Unfortunate, you know, but feel lucky too. So didn't do anything, just took a step, and you know, so. But he, I mean, he's going to be okay. But like I said, just don't expect to see him again.
No mini camp either.
No, I don't expect. That's 2 weeks. You know, we got 2 weeks left of the off season, so obviously we're not going to do anything, take a risk with him.
Any kind of concern about training camp? Are you feeling?
No. I mean, just luckily we got 2 months almost now before we get ready to go. So might have run to Arian summer. He's going to have to be here a lot, you know. But that's okay. But he's going to be okay.
With Foster out for the rest of OTAs, that means Ben Tate going to be the Texans' first string running back for the next couple of weeks. Kubiak talked about the progress he's seen out of the fourth-year running back.
You know, obviously steps up today and works as a starter, but Ben's been working good either way. He's had a really good offseason, been here every day. And, you know, opportunity for him this next six practices to, you know, to be the bell cow, so to speak, and that'll be good for him in the long haul.
It's OTAs right now, so it's not really a big deal to me. OTAs, OTAs, no pads on. I mean, what is there to judge on OTAs? No pads. It's not football. So I could really care less right now about, you know, getting the extra reps. I mean, it's not really a big deal to me. I know what I'm doing. I've been here long enough. So, I mean, if it's, you know, training camp or, you know, going into the season, then that's great. But right now, I mean, it's always better to keep perfecting your craft. But other than that, I mean, it's not a big deal to me.
Then in general, how do you view the significance of the coming season for you?
It's a big one. It's my last year of my contract. It's always a big one. Every year is a big year, though.
And Brooks Reed talked about how the transition to playing inside linebacker is going for him so far.
It's been going pretty smooth. You know, coverage-wise, it's a little different. You know, at outside, you don't have man coverage, and inside, you do. So I'm just trying to adjust to that and get my body in the right position, you know, is really key. So that's something that, you know, I still got to learn. But, you know, it'll come along during these OTAs.